Now we're going to vote on the second part, which is from 8:30 to 11 p.m.
In open session.
There's been an objection, so we'll go to a vote on that. Janet K.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Serene expressed an objection, so I assume she objected. That's why she wanted to divide it.
Okay.
So, Janet K.
Yes.
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 Margie?
I'm voting on open session until 11, is that right? That's what I'm voting on.
8:30 to 11 p.m.
Yeah,
yes.
That's fine. I vote yes.
Okay, yes. Raul? Raul's still on?
Yes, I am.
Raul votes
yes.
Raul votes yes. Lydia?
Yes.
Gone?
Yes.
Benito Diaz? Benito? Unmute, Benito?
I'm sorry, Benito. I was on mute. I.
Adriana?
Abstain.
Adriana? Abstained. Serene Roberts?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Serene votes?
No. Mm-hmm.
No. And Tony will abstain. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, one abstention and one no. So the motion passed.
Two abstentions.
I'm sorry, two abstentions. I didn't include myself. Benito, did you get that?
Yeah, I got that. 5-1-2.
Yeah. Okay. The next item we have on the agenda, I guess either Serene or Benito are going to discuss this motion. Everybody should have received a written copy of it from the program committee.
I can't find it in my email. Can somebody tell me when it was sent out?
Serene, could you send it to Margie again? Or somebody could send it forward to Margie?
Benito?
And could somebody briefly go over it or tell us what the motion is? Benito, yes.
Yeah, I sent out a possible correction, which includes Serene's wording at 9:30-something.
Okay, thank you, Benito.
It would include Serene's wording and one possible correction.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thank you.
Janet K.
5:43 your time, Margie.
Thank you.
Yes,
I don't see Serene's motion spelled out in Benito's correction, but I might be wrong.
Can I just address the Benito's email?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I just sent everyone a copy of the notes, that were distributed contemporaneously to the programming committee as we were meeting, in which also went to the maker of the motion. We actually talked about this for some time, and those notes clearly state that the intention was to carry public comment live. So I should actually state what the motion is for anyone who, the two people who might one day listen to this. The motion from the programming committee that I just told you when I sent it out, right? Okay. Was passed on Friday the 27th. We met that evening. The programming committee, the PNB programming committee, recommends to the PNB the following broadcast provisions regarding the in-person PNB meeting, and that's the upcoming in-person PNB meeting. One is that the daily public comment period be carried live at all 5 stations. Two is that the station area report with the local, with the station management and the LSB chair be carried live locally. And three, that within a week or so of the continuation, within a week or so of the conclusion of the meeting, the PNB chair would coordinate a 28-minute summary to be broadcast by each station. That does not have to be live. And our motivation, if you will, for this was the bylaws section, Article 6, Section 7, that says the board shall make reasonable efforts to broadcast or webcast all its public meetings and committee meetings, whether such meetings are in-person or telephonic. And we know, obviously, that we do this huge webcast thing, but for the in-person meeting, which is rare, we thought it would be a good idea to offer some live coverage. Not the full meetings as they used to be years ago, but certain selected portions of interest to listeners, of particular interest to listeners.
Just quickly, Serene, which portion are you recommending in your motion that would be broadcast live in the meeting?
Sorry, the daily public comment period, and generally been an hour, would be carried live at all stations. The station area report, at which local people tend to show up even if they don't want the entire splendor of a weekend with us. The station area report where the station management and the LSB chair present their report and perspectives on what's happening at the station. There's a third portion that we are recommending, which is new, but I think it's important. We thought it was important to recommend, is that after the meeting, there be a summary coordinated by the PMB chair to be broadcast at each station, but that does not have to be carried live.
But let me get a clarification, because I understand that Benito's correction was that the community comment didn't have to be aired live. You're saying that wasn't correct, or was it correct?
Benito is incorrect. I sent you guys at 6:31 in Cali, a copy of the notes that I, because I had been, I'm not the secretary of that committee, but I was taking notes during the meeting.
I'm not just debating, okay. I'm just getting clarification on what Benito is correcting.
Right, and
can I speak for myself whenever?
Okay, yeah, we're going to go to Benito next, but Serene, you wanted to finish.
I'm saying that I took notes during the meeting, and Friday at 10:21, I sent to the full group a summary, a one-line summary of the motion, that the portion of the motion that we were discussing, in which I clearly used the word live because that was the member's intention, and we continued to discuss it for some time, and at no time did anyone say, oh, it's not live. So Benito will explain what his thinking is, but my feeling is that he's mistaken.
Okay. Benito?
Okay, well, I could very well be mistaken, but I'm just basing myself both on my memory as well as my notes, because I was also taking notes as usual, and I just think that the sense of the motion was that we carry the community comment and also carry the report from the LSB chair and the GM. But I don't think that we were trying to say that it had to be done live. And if I remember correctly, I think there was some concern about hamstringing management and other concerns by other committee members about how management is going to push back on all of this anyway. You know, so... I mean, I will, I will defer to the committee secretary, but I fully support the motion, let's say this. I just don't think that we agreed that we were talking in terms of live reporting. Because, and again, there was a discussion about how much of a, how that's going to stress out management and, pushback from both management and programmers, all those concerns.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So first of all, aren't the in-person meetings live streamed anyway? So why would these reports and public comment being, I see what you're saying. It would be Well, it would just mean the stations would have to pick up the stream. Okay, I answered my own question. The other question is, who is the secretary of the programming committee?
Nancy Saibara.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a stack on this. Is there a discussion on this issue?
Well, this is Margie. I want to.
Yes, Margie.
Well, I'm sorry. I think it's very important that if this motion passes, and I think I'm going to vote against it, that it say that that we're careful not to say that the stuff be carried live, because I totally think that's an inappropriate encroachment on station management. I just don't see, I don't get it, and I don't think this makes for really good programming. I think it has to be available to people. I totally believe in that. I think that that there has to be a place where people can go where they can listen to these meetings. I'm fully in support of that, but I don't think we should broadcast on the radio. You know, who does that? I mean, nobody does that, and it's like, I don't think it's good radio. I think you will have GMs and PDs all over the country jumping up and down and screaming if we tell them that they have to preempt whatever is on, you know, on regularly on a Saturday afternoon with the PMB meeting. Anyway, that's all. I'm done. It is critically important that we not require that this stuff be broadcast live.
Could we do it this way? I'm going to get back to Benito and Serene. Can we hear somebody else who haven't spoken? Then we're going to come back to Serene and Benito, if you want to do it that way. Or is anybody else want to speak
Janet
to this?
Janet Kay, I'd like to speak to it.
Yeah, Janet Kay. And then we're going to get back to Serene and Benito. Janet Kay.
Well, first of all, if we pass this in this committee, it would have to go to the PNB anyway. So I, for one, I would like more transparency at the stations about governance. And so I'd support especially the station area report be aired. Whether it's good radio or not, whatever you want to call it, it could be introduced in a way at the station that it's live. And, you know, this is our members should be able to hear what's going on.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
I will be voting no. At the time that the bylaws were written, we were far less communicative on email. I mean, we already were by email, but in terms of Internet access, Internet radio was still in its infancy. And I'm not concerned about what management thinks per se, but I do think it makes for horrible radio. Anybody who has had to, as I have for the past several months, been listening to, especially, you know, with the AG report, listening to meeting after meeting, some of it was fascinating to me because I am in governance, but as a listener, I don't find it particularly riveting. And all of our fund drives are depressed, and I don't see where this helps it at all. I have to agree, and I think management should facilitate what the board wants, but I don't think the board should want this, because I think what the board should be focusing on is how to help Pacifica and how to help these fund drives that are so depressed. And the other thing is that we're not always on time. But the main thing is that, just in terms of technology, there is so much access to it. I would like to see the written reports from general managers and so forth on the websites. I think that because we have sufficient lead time, which we haven't always had and it hasn't been as organized, that we used to get the reports from the ED, the CFO, and so forth for these in-person meetings. We used to have the reports from the general managers from all of the committees, used to turn in reports that were part of that handout book that we get at the beginning of the in-person meeting, and I think all of those documents should be placed on our website as opposed to having live broadcasts. I would vehemently oppose the live broadcast.
Yeah.
Janet Kay?
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm going to speak quickly. I know then we're going to get back to I have reservations about the live part. I agree with the thrust of the motion. I think it should, I believe in transparency, and I think it should be aired at the discretion of the general manager, how they want to, I mean, or it should be aired or be available for someone to listen to. But to run it live, I have serious reservations about that, particularly the community comment, mm-hmm. because I think people are going to use it as an opportunity to vilify their enemies and attack Pacifica. If they know that that's going to be live and that's community comment and it's going to be on all five stations, I think we're opening up a very serious issue of, and you know, sometimes these people use community comment to vilify their enemies on the board or in other places. So running that live, I think, is a very serious risk of, particularly the community comment part. And I would be very concerned, not that it was bad radio, but just, once the word get out, people are going to use that as an opportunity to vilify whoever their enemies are and pull out a lot of, and use defamation to attack various aspects of Pacifica and attack various aspects of impeachment if they know it's going to be live on all five stations. So I'm seriously concerned about that. Okay, but that's just my piece. Anybody else that hasn't spoken, then I'm going to go to Janet Kay, and then we're going to go with Serene. And anybody who hasn't spoken want to speak on this issue?
This is Raul.
Yes, Raul.
Hi, I just wanted to chime in on the financial aspect of that. We have about 4 to 5 fund drives during the year, and most likely there's a strong possibility that our fund drives will coincide with a an in-person meeting. And an example is our temporary schedule in May, which will be our May fund drive. And it's probably difficult to preempt our fund drive in favor of live broadcast of the streaming. And that's just a little thought from a financial standpoint.
Okay, anybody else who hasn't spoken, we're going to go to Janet Kay again, and we're going to go to Benito and Serena. I think, Adriana, did you want to speak on that, or anybody else? Okay, nobody else?
Yes.
We'll go to Janet Kay.
Okay.
Yes. Adriana.
Adriana, you had something to say, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that if we need to be, like always, all our meetings need to be in our website for the open meeting for anybody that wants to listen to. But first of all, will be if I were a listener, you know, sometimes I think that I'm crazy to be part of some of the meeting that we have where we know that the only thing that people want to do is score points. Sounds fine. Try to put their points for, you know, attack people. I think that if we do that, the only thing that will happen is that our in-person meeting will convert in a magnification of our open meetings in our worst time. I think that the only way that we can work is obviously we will have a recording of that, but we cannot put it live. I cannot imagine our listeners, you know, going through that. I think that will be really terrible radio. But I think that need to be there, obviously. It's not any discussion about that. But live, I personally believe that will be a really, really bad idea.
Okay. Janet Kay, briefly, and then we'll go to Benito and then Serene.
Okay. I have an amendment. And it is that the stations announce the kpftx.org live stream URL real time when their local station management and LSD chair are about to give their report. In other words, rather than broadcasting these reports live on the different stations, that the listeners would be given the option to go listen to the live stream coming, broadcasting on kpftx.org.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Can you repeat that, Jenny Kay?
Could you repeat and submit it in writing for Benito?
Yes.
Okay.
That the stations announce the kpftx.org live stream URL real time when their local station management and LSB chair are about to give their report. So in other words, somebody at the meeting would have to be in contact with their local station to let them know it's going to happen now.
Serene, after Lydia, please.
Okay, yes, Lydia.
Yes, I think because there's no way to foretell, I mean, we have times those reports till the next day and whatever. The agenda in in-person meetings is extremely fluid. Although I do think that there should be some on-air announcements that the board meetings are going on in different day parts, so they can announce at each day part or something like that. There's the Pacifica National Board can be listened to at kpftx.org, etc., between, you know, 9 to 5:30 on blah blah, you know, Pacific time or whatever. So, you know, I would not object to a general announcement to go and listen to it live, but I don't think we can be that specific about the reports, just because once they go to the site, they can also listen to the recording of it and find that the agenda should be posted, but that agenda is very fluid at those in-person meetings. But the agenda should be posted in advance so that the listeners can know when to tune in. And so an announcement, a general announcement like that would be good, but I don't think you can depend, especially like on weekends, you have skeletal staffs at all of the stations. We don't have spare staff anymore at most of the, or won't have. Or may not have, and do not have, for example, at some stations. And so to have someone just waiting to see if a particular report comes on, I don't think will happen. So, but I would recommend something other than that, like, as I said, into some of the day parts, announcing that there will be this PMB meeting and it's going to be from this hour to that hour, and the agenda can be found on the site as well.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so the bylaws actually require, and I know that, the bylaws actually require that there be public notice at all stations of upcoming in-person meetings. I believe we're required to put it on the site, and now that the local websites have a bit more coordination in terms of making sure that these notices are available, I expect that will not be a problem. And the agenda, or the draft agenda, is usually on the Pacifica website and on kpftx.org. So certainly I don't object to, and the announcement of the meeting can certainly include not only can you go, but if you're not in LA, you can listen online, either live or later. That's certainly fine. But although we expect that at the station session, the GM will be there, and the GM can certainly call the station and say, hey, you know, let these folks know that this is coming up now. As a practical matter, you know, I won't repeat everything that Lydia said, but as a practical matter, to expect that to happen on a weekend when, in fact, some stations may still be in Fund Drive, all of them if we do it in the middle, chances are, of May, and some of them if we do it at the end of May, I don't think that's practical. So I would object to that amendment.
Okay. Is there...
Yeah, Benito.
Yes, Benito, can you speak briefly? We're really running out of time on this item. But you're going to speak on this amendment, right? Yes.
Well, I don't really understand the amendment. I was just trying to speak to the motion.
Well, we're going to come back to you and Serene on the motion, but we're just going to deal with the amendment now.
So, again, well, I don't know. I just don't understand. I didn't really hear the amendment very well.
Since there was an objection to Janice, she sent it out in writing. You can take a look at it. We're going to go to, there was an objection, so we're going to go to a vote on Janet K's amendment to this motion. Okay, Janet K.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Raul Salvador.
Abstain. I'm sorry. Abstain.
So Lydia Brisson.
No.
Lydia?
No.
Benito Diaz.
I'll abstain. I'm not ready.
Adriana.
Yes.
Serene.
No.
And I'm going to abstain. So we have two yes. We have one, two, three no, and three abstentions. Repeat that again. We have two yes, we have three no's, and we have three abstentions. Okay, so the amendment failed. We're going to go now to Benito and Serene to give response to their motions or... Benito.
Okay. So I think that a lot of the comments that people have made all speak to the issue of live broadcast. And I'll just say that if I thought that during the meeting last Friday that we were talking about live broadcast, I would have brought up some of the same concerns. But I do think, I'll say this, I don't really give a damn what management thinks about anything. You know, that's just me. But I do take the issue of quality broadcast to be something that's important, and we do want people to listen to it. And if it's not good radio, they won't listen to it. So I think it's the job of the PD to make it interesting, make it good radio. And to the head of it, let me just say this. I really think that part of the problem that we have, both at PFW as well as Pacific in general, is that people don't vote. And part of the reason that they don't vote is that when they have a cruise drive, the only thing that they're told that their membership, become a member of the station or re-up your membership so that we'll stay alive, so that my show doesn't go off the air, so that the station doesn't go off the air. None of my programmers ever say word one about the importance of being a member so that you can participate in the decision-making process, so that you can be a part of governance. And so I think that we need to popularize the function of Pacifica governance. And now maybe these are not the best ways how to do it, but I think that the thinking of the programming committee had to do with that. And, you know, that's my basic point. You know, and so I do think that community comment is an I know it's a big issue at BMW. I have to assume that the lack of community comment is a big issue at BMW. And I would assume that it's probably a big issue at all the other stations. So this is, you know, one way I have to do that. I think that we're only talking about the LSB chair and the GM report on the whole station. And again, I don't think that needs to be live. And certainly the report from the CMB chair is certainly not going to be live. You know, we're talking about a week later. So I don't see, you know, why that's such a great imposition on management or on the price drive. And if it's not live, then it should be an imposition on the or hurt the pledge drive, because we can do it after the pledge drive is over. That's it.
Janet. Okay, we got Serene, and then we're going to hear Janet Kay. Serene?
Okay, so Benito said some of what I wanted to say, but I didn't understand all of what he said, so I'm going to repeat. I'm going to repeat some of it. No, it's okay. Play with the system. You'll get it. It's not that I'm not concerned about management or programmers. The fact is that if something other than a regular program is going to be on air, someone is going to be preempted. Preemptions are not the worst thing in life. Proper notice about preemptions is the most important thing if you're going to be making a change. So I don't think people are going to catch a fit, or if they do, they'll get over it. But, you know, if it's going to happen, then we need to give people adequate time to plan whether or not they're in a fund drive. I don't know that the board, while the board is responsible for ensuring the economic health of the foundation, I don't know that we're personally required to make sure that the meetings are sufficiently entertaining so as to raise funds. I those are separate issues. The issue of governance is important. People need to know what it is we're doing. The reason that in some areas you can barely make quorum is that people don't even understand what the role that the boards play, and the boards are important. We've had steadily less participation in each election, I think, as time goes on, and that's a problem. Some of it may be that the more people hear some people in governance, the more sure they are that those people are insane and they want to stay away. And some of it may simply be that people do not fully grasp what is going on. What better way to have them do it than to have them hear certain sections? And it comes with a preface. You don't just flip the switch and people are hearing, you know, people rant and carry on. They're, at every meeting that I've been to, there have been, you know, the naysayers and the people who show up just to trash other people, and there's a lot of trash talk coming out of L.A. But there are also people who fully understand and appreciate and support the mission of Pacifica and want an opportunity to say that, too, and to present ideas. So we don't not have the conversation because we know that at least one freak is going to show up and be a freak, because that's what they do. That happens. That happens in every setting. You don't shut down the opportunity for everyone because you know that someone's going to come to misbehave or perform. It happens on our PNB meetings. My God, we can't really get away from it anyway. So the trash talk is not, for me, a deciding factor. The motion clearly, and I just sent you guys further proof, that, you know, the intention, and Benito does take great notes. There are times when I've called him to say, hey, what did you have on such and such? So I'm not questioning your notes. I'm not questioning whether or not you have notes. I'm saying that on this, I believe you were mistaken, and we have contemporaneous, as I said, proof of what was intended and what we were discussing. But beyond that, I will continue to fight for this motion, although I sense a lack of enthusiasm for the idea of a live broadcast. You say you're listening to a public comment session. You have one of your good engineers on the board because you know somebody's going to cuss and try to get us a fine. You know, here is a public comment. The board is not in a position to respond to public comment, but this represents a view or some views of some of the listeners in your local station area. Bam! Folks have grown up. They know what they're hearing. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Yes, given that the motion, the programming motion that we are considering here, that the discussion of this is bringing up issues that this particular motion does not include, or it's not clear about, or we would want change, like would it be live, would it be good radio, etc., etc. I move that we refer that this motion back to the programming committee to reword it, to clarify, and then they would bring it back to this committee. I move to refer.
Any objection to that?
Yes, there is. I've just sent you guys the minutes of the previous meeting in which the motion, the February 13th programming committee meeting, the agenda item, which we put forward until the meeting on the 27th, which was, you know, Friday past, in-person PNB conference live broadcast. Did you guys get that motion? Did you guys get that email?
Yes.
Okay, that's from the minutes of the February 13th meeting. So I'm sorry that Benito does not remember that was the approach. But in addition to that, we then have the notes from the 27th, again, sent to the full committee during the meeting, and we continued for at least half an hour after I sent that note. You know, it says live. So for me, I don't know if Benito can say if this second email helps jog his memory in any way, but the issue is not whether or not the committee intended for a live broadcast. That is clearly our intent. You can reject it, but don't reject it based on that notion.
This is Lydia. I have a question.
Yes, Lydia. No question.
Yeah. So, Serene, was this referred to coordinating committee or to the PMB when you passed it, or was there no referral motion?
I think that
we understood that we had to send it to the PMB.
Okay.
We also thought that we should send it to the coordinating committee first, since it's the coordinating committee that's organizing the meeting.
Okay, so my follow-up question is, if we vote this down, is it still going to the PMB? That's my question.
It is going to the PNB, and as I said in my cover note, when I sent it to this committee, I said I realized it has to be approved by the PNB,
okay,
but the PNB will likely refer it back to coordinating, so I would hope we don't do the back-and-forth dance on this and just deal with it.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yeah, Benito.
Yes, Janet
Kay.
We're discussing, I believe, we're discussing my motion to refer this back to the programming committee.
That's right. Benito, you had some further discussion on that, and then we're going to go to the vote.
Yeah, I was just going to respond to Serene. To be honest, once I saw the email that she sent, I do remember that when Nancy first brought up the idea or the motion on the 17th, February 17th, she did say live. However, I will say that I don't think that was our idea while we were discussing the motion, nor do I think that's the word of the motion that we passed.
Okay. We're going to go to the vote on Janet Kay's motion to refer it back to the program committees. We're going to go to the vote. Janet Kay?
Yes.
Margie Wilkerson?
No.
Raul?
No.
Lydia?
No.
Benito?
Yes.
Adriana?
No.
Serene?
Abstain.
Okay. I call Benito.
No, I said yes.
Okay. Tony is going to abstain, but we have one, two yes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's. So the motion fails to refer it back to the coordinating committee. Now we're going to have to go to the motion to vote on this motion as a whole that's recommended from the program committee.
Okay, but I have a point of information.
Yes, Benito.
So practically speaking, I think some people are concerned about the issue of lies. And so if we're going to vote on this motion today, I mean, what are we voting on? Are we voting on Serene's wording, or, like I say, I could very well be wrong. It may be that Serene's wording is correct. I don't think it is, but there's that uncertainty. So I don't know that it makes sense at this point to vote one way or the other.
Well, we're going to vote, Benito, to answer your question. We're going to vote on the wording that Serene submitted as a recommendation. That's what we have in writing. That's what we're going to vote on.
I move to table.
Who is that?
Serene.
Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Yes, I just want to go to a vote. There's Lydia.
Okay. We're going to go to vote whether we're going to table this or not. Okay, Janet K., to table or not?
No.
Margie.
No.
Raul.
Abstain.
Lydia.
No.
Benito.
Yes.
Adriana.
Yes.
Serene.
Yes.
This is Tony. I'm going to vote no. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and we have 1, 2, 3 yes, and we have 1 abstention. So the motion to table fails. We're now going to go to vote for the motion itself. Okay. Benito, you're recording this, right? For your notes?
Yeah, I'm recording the vote, yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to vote for the actual motion submitted as Serene submitted it, right? Okay, Janet K.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Raul.
No.
Lydia.
No.
Benito.
Yes. Well, abstain.
Abstain. Adriana.
Yes.
Serene.
Yes.
So you said, Serene said yes. Did anybody pass? Okay. Tony is going to vote no. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, and we have 1, 2 yes, and 1 abstention. Okay. So I guess it'll be the program committee can forward it to the P&B. So it can be debated and discussed at the P&B level. The next item we have on agenda for the next meeting date. I would recommend, what about the 16th, which is the third Monday of this month? I know Jared said he can make the third Monday. Does anyone have a problem with the 16th?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, Serene?
Wait.
Brianna? That's KPFT Management and Selection Review.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I can. No.
What day was that, please?
The Monday the 16th. We got Monday the 23rd or Monday the 30th. But I think probably the 23rd, we have a DC Math Committee.
Yeah.
Janet Kay?
I propose Wednesday the 18th.
Wednesday the 18th?
Adriana, are you on development?
No.
KPFT development?
No.
Okay.
I can make the 18th, yes.
So 18th would be the third Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the third Wednesday? Okay, I guess third Wednesday it is for our next meeting. I guess, Doreen, you can communicate that, or Crozier, we can reserve that date.
Yep.
Okay, that ends our agenda. Okay, thank you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Okay.